Hey everyone, thank you for joining me today as we continue our journey through the strange Paradiso. I don't have a whole lot to share today, but what I do have is something that is very strange. So this story began with this person when he was a young boy. He said that he lived in Oklahoma. He was about 8 years old. And where they lived was like, it had been like a barn or something like that before. And it was converted, okay, into a small house. He said it was on approximately 10 acres. Now, he lived out there. He had one other sibling, okay? He had a brother. His brother was much older. And anyhow, he said that one day he noticed that there was some candy that was in his room. He said they were kind of like chocolate kisses, but they weren't kisses. They were wrapped individually. He said he found one on his dresser, and he found one by his bed, like on the headboard. So he didn't know why, because he was 8 years old, but he didn't eat the candy. He threw them away. Maybe it's because they were chocolate, so it wasn't that attractive. But he can't answer the question as to why. He said, because usually kids, you're going to eat that candy. But he doesn't know why he decided not to eat them. So anyways, he throws them away and went on doing whatever. So my question was, well, do you feel that had it been some other type of candy, Starburst or something like that, that you would have eaten them? And he said, you know, I'm not sure. He said, and he liked chocolate just fine. He said, I liked all candy when I was a kid. The only thing is, he said, I recall the feeling that I had, and it wasn't even anything that I had to think about. He said, it's like I had an aversion to this candy for some reason. So when he saw his older brother, and then he asked his brother, did you leave candy in my room? So his brother was like 13, something like that. And he was like, why would I leave you candy? Like, are you out of your mind? So he was just like, okay. And then he asked his parents, did you leave me candy in my room? And they were like, no. Did you find candy in your room? And he said, for some reason, he lied. And he said, no. And they're like, what's wrong with you then? And he said, I don't know. All right. It was just one of those things. He didn't want to tell them what had happened. Now, just that alone says that perhaps he felt something wasn't right from the get-go. I mean, I don't know if, to tell you guys the truth, I don't know if I would have ate the candy myself. But at 8 years old, who knows? But I had a lot of brothers and sisters. And so if I would have found candy in there, I probably would have asked them, did you leave me candy, or did you leave this candy in my room? They probably would have said, yes, it's mine, and ate it themselves. But anyways, so he goes on, and he said from time to time, he would find these candies in his room. And he never said anything ever again. He would just throw them away. Now, one day, he was going to walk over to a friend's house, and he said it was like a country road. It was like a dirt trail leading from his house to his friend's house. And he noticed that there were some candies here and there on the path. So he figured, oh, okay, maybe it's someone who dropped these, and maybe it's my friend, because they would visit one another's house. But his friend didn't have any candy. He didn't want to ask his friend. He said, I didn't want to even talk about it. Now he's starting to get a little freaked out. Now, a few months later, and he said this started when he was 8, and it would happen randomly from time to time. So now he's like a little bit older. He said, I was probably about almost 10. And it started again. And there was a message with the candy. And the message wanted him to go out and follow the candy trail and meet this person. Like, are you kidding me? He said, yeah, there was a message. So now he's really scared. He showed his parents. His parents called the police. Police came. There were no reports of anything happening in the area. There were no reports of any children, no abductions, no nothing like that. So no one knew what exactly was happening. So his parents questioned his older brother. His brother said, no, like, this is nuts. No. Then it stopped. He stopped getting candies. There was only the one note. And the police, they had given the police the note, okay? So this all stops. And it doesn't happen anymore. Until now. So this guy is grown, okay? He's like in his early 50s. And he said, I'm starting to get these candies again. And he never told anyone the story. He never told his wife the story. He never told anyone else the story. That stuff that happened when he was young and living in Oklahoma is like something that he put past him. He never told anyone. His parents have long passed away. So it's not like his parents could tell anyone, oh yeah, he used to get these candies and we had to call the cops, blah, blah, blah. No. He said the story and the incident is just something that I haven't even thought about in ages. And he received a candy. He said, there was one candy on my dresser. And now there was another candy in his kitchen. And the strange thing is, he said his wife usually gets up before him in the morning because she has to leave for work earlier. And she didn't mention the candy. He got up and the candy was on the counter. There are no other candies, he said, like that in his house. He said it's like one of these Dove chocolate candies that's they're individually wrapped like Kisses are. He said like in this blue colored foil type wrapper. Right there on the countertop. His wife didn't say anything. He didn't mention it to his wife. He threw it away. He said, now, is this coincidence? I don't believe so. His children are grown. They don't live at home anymore. Now, what is happening here? What is this? This very strange phenomenon. Maybe there are similar occurrences to this that have happened in the past or that are happening now. But I'm going to tell you guys, I haven't heard of anything like this. What would it be? Like, what would think that this is so attractive to someone that they're going to just unwrap it and eat it? He says when he saw it in his room, he was kind of freaked out. But when he saw another one in his kitchen, he said, I stopped in my tracks. I saw that wrapper. I saw it on top of the counter. I stopped in my tracks. So it's almost like this, because I'm like, okay, I could almost understand if when you were a kid, if you acted on it, if you ate the candy, or if you even attempted to follow the candies wherever it led, you know, out into the woods or wherever, it would be a little more understandable. But since you never ate the candy, since you found a note and then you gave it to your parents and then this didn't happen anymore, it's like you would have just cut this off, okay? You would have cut off this attempt. But now, here it is again. So it's like whatever is causing this to happen, in my opinion, it's like, okay, if it didn't work the first time when this person was like 8 years old, what leads this whatever it is to believe that it's going to go their way this time? See, it's just doesn't make sense, but it doesn't have to, because this is all part of, you know, these strange things that we have no answer for. There is no answer for this. I can't even think of like a scenario that I'm comfortable with about this. You know, the moral of the story, whatever you want to call the agenda. I can't even think of anything that makes me feel okay. That's probably what it is. And I could understand also, say you're still like in contact with your best friend. Your best friend knew about this. And so they still go to your house. Okay, like, you know, they're pranking you or something like that. Or even one of your siblings. But no, there's nothing like that here. It's like if you have a secret that you've never told anyone. And yet, here it is. This is, maybe it's not the spookiest thing that you've ever heard, but it is very strange. And another thing is, where the dang candies come from? It's not even a candy that's in his house. You know, that's another thing. We hear about things being there, put in different spots, then you keep it in, your belongings change locations, and so on. So say he would have had some of these in the pantry, and now it's relocated to the counter or his dresser, something like that. But no, they don't even own those candies. It's like, we didn't even have candy in the house. So where this came from is a mystery by itself. I don't know. I mean, I got nowhere to go with this. I've got no answers except for, I mean, for some reason, or maybe for no reason at all. Maybe it's just a simple case of somebody being harassed, okay? Because I got nothing. I have nothing to offer about this. Yeah, it's like, okay, well, they just want to like hassle you or make you feel kind of intimidated, maybe make you feel unsettled or what have you. But it stopped for like, what, the guy was like about 10. Now he's like 50. Yeah, it stopped for a long time. We talk about things that happen to us that we may not notice because they're not blatant enough. So maybe during those 40 years, things had taken place, things had happened, but they weren't noticeable to this individual. So maybe this is just the attention getter. No matter what it is, it's very strange. And that is all that I've got for today. Once again, I haven't had time to do much digging, but I'm going to try to come back on Wednesday. And then at that time, we'll get into some more creepy things, just strange things. There is, okay, I lied. I got one more thing, okay? The only, I really wasn't sure about sharing this because I don't know many of the details, okay? Now, someone that I know read this somewhere and told me this story. So I don't know a lot of the particulars, all right, and details once again. So this is just kind of, I guess this would almost be like a third-hand story, okay? But it's a story about, now we know that there are families that have family mausoleums. So apparently this family had their family mausoleum, and I guess they had had it from the 1800s. Now, I don't know how they used to do things back then, but I'm pretty sure that their methods, if they were embalming people in those days, I'm pretty sure that compared to now, it was pretty crude, okay? So I do know that in certain places, they just, you know, they didn't drain the blood. They didn't do certain things like that. So they would just have to bury the people like quickly before they started getting, you know, ripe. So this young woman had passed away. And so her family, they buried her quickly, but they put her in the family mausoleum. So they put her in there and they closed the big concrete door, and that was that. So so many years later, the dead girl's, one of her siblings, her brother, he was in the war. So he ends up either being killed in the war or coming home and dying of injuries. I'm not sure. But anyhow, they once again, okay, have to go into the family mausoleum to inter the brother. So when they open that door to the mausoleum, they find the daughter. Well, they find her remains laying out on the floor of the mausoleum. She was not in the coffin. Apparently, she really was not deceased when they interred her. So she was able to come out of the coffin, but she was not able to come out of the mausoleum. She could not open that door. And it apparently has scratches, like there were scratches where she tried, I guess, to bang on that concrete door, try to scratch and claw her way out, but she was unable to, so she ends up dying there on the floor. So Oh my gosh, could you imagine the shock and the horror of finding something like that? But what could they do? So they gather her remains, place them back in the coffin, close it up, and inter the brother, okay, in the mausoleum. Now, I just want to stop quickly right there because, I mean, if this story is true, isn't it kind of sad that, I mean, I don't know how many years had passed, but no one from the family had gone to place flowers or to, I mean, to visit. I know that the people aren't there anymore. I know it's just their remains, but it just seems kind of sad that they just put her in there and left and it was forgotten until they had to put another family member in there, okay? Had they gone in, maybe, well, I'm not sure, guys, how long it would have taken her. Maybe even if they would have gone back a week later, it would have been too late. I would imagine she was very weak when she crawled out of that coffin. But anyhow, this is very, very sad. So anyhow, they close the door and, you know, once again, they leave and get on with their lives. And then somebody, maybe it was a caretaker of the cemetery or something like that, but someone saw that the door to the mausoleum was open. So the family was notified and they went there and nothing was out of place. So they closed the door back up and sealed it. Well, the door opened again. No one knows who was doing this, how it was happening. And this was way, way before video cameras or surveillance or anything like that. So it would have to be somebody walking by or a caretaker who would see this door open. And they knew the family because obviously it was like a small town. So they would notify the family. So each time the family went out there and closed the door, finally, they put some kind of a locking mechanism. They added something so that this door could not be opened again. I guess unless somebody had this key for this new locking mechanism and what have you. Well, guess what? The door was found open again. So by this time, it is said that someone in the family decided that they would just get rid of the door because they felt that the girl who had been trapped in the mausoleum, that she did not want the door to be closed because she did not want to be trapped ever again and she did not want anyone else to be trapped ever again. And it is also said that to this day, you can go in there. You can go in that mausoleum and you'll see the scratches and the marks around that door where she tried to claw her way out. Now, where this actually is, like I said, guys, I don't know details or particulars about this story because it's not my story. I cannot take credit for it. I just heard it from someone. And so, I decided to share it with you, but no, I can't take credit for this. So also, I don't know where it is or anything. But it is very strange in the fact that whatever this was that continued to open the door was able to even open it with a new locking mechanism. So this thing, whatever, didn't have a key, didn't have any way of, like, even a person, okay? If you wanted to go there and go in that mausoleum, you had to have a way to get in. You had to have a key or you had to have something. And yet, it was found open again and again. Now, how this works, how can something that is not material, like a human, like a person who can touch things, who can turn a doorknob and open things, how can something say that is doesn't have a form, okay, that is like a spirit? How can they do this? That is the question. How was this done? Especially after all of their attempts at making it impossible. Because I'm pretty sure that at first it was probably like, you know, after they had placed their son in there. And then this happened, they were probably like, oh, it has to be someone. But no, it wasn't. It was something. Yeah, I mean, there are just countless. There's never an end for these kind of things that we cannot explain. I cannot explain this. And it's not as easy for me to just say, oh, yeah, well, it was the spirit of whatever her name was that opened that door and continued to open that door. I can't just be that. It's just not that easy for me. I really don't know what or how, for that matter, this was done. Anyways, that's all I've got for today. So I'll try to be back on Wednesday and bring some more stuff to the table, more stuff on the walk, okay? Thank you guys for joining me. I appreciate it. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to come on these walks with me, all right? You can always contact me, maybe_Maria@outlook.com. I love hearing from you. If you want something to share, you want to tell your story or have a request, you know, something maybe you heard about a long time ago and it's very obscure, just let me know. I can dig around, or maybe I've heard something about it also, okay? Once again, guys, thank you so much. We'll be walking and talking again soon. Ciao.